Blog Talk Radio.
Without being bit or our face eaten off or whatever's going on. Well, anyway, we talked about that last night on the Heated Conversation. It was very wonderful. I mean, we had Sludge Warfare. We had Rick from Honey Radiance Radio. We had Fart Talk. He's from Fart Talk Radio. And we had Miguel, a caller. We wished Rodria happy birthday. Yeah.
Oopsie. Yeah, I knew it was her birthday, the 30th and the 31st, and then the 31st, I said, wait a minute, it's Audrey's birthday. Oh, my God. So I called my son and wished my granddaughter a happy birthday. So, Audrey, yeah. If you're listening, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Audrey. Well, we know that they're listening. So, and hi, and I want to say hi to Googie, the Googsters. I want to say hi to the Googster.
Listening.
Yeah, he's always listening. He's always listening.
Oh, my God,
to
I had
broccoli, organic broccoli, for only $3. I got some squash and some What else did I get? We got mangoes in a jar.
Yeah, mangoes.
We got, oh yeah, I got my
peanuts.
Finally. Now, okay, you guys all know that I'm addicted to, we actually have Chris Tyson, our guest on, but let me just finish this and we'll bring him on. I promise, guys. But, okay, so I'm addicted to these peanuts that they have at Cash and Carry. I always get the $2 bag because I'm like, I don't want to spend 10 bucks on a big bag. I mean, you know, that's too much money to spend on so big a bag. But then you think about it, I always go there and I get $2 bags or $2.69 or something. Anyway, so today I saw them and they were $6.99. I was like, sold. So now I have, you know, as you guys all know that during Christmas time, I'm addicted to candy canes. My mom could tell you guys, I'm addicted to candy canes. Always have been.
She has to buy like 5-6 boxes.
Yeah, I'm addicted to them. So everybody knows
hang
that I'm addicted to candy
canes. Hang them on the tree, and then all of a sudden you don't see any more candy canes.
Yeah,
they're gone.
Yeah.
And I know it's not Roxy or Lulu doing it because they're a pie.
Yeah, I like candy canes. Anyway, so
we
now
can't
my
put
fascination.
Them low anyway.
Well, now my
we can't put them on low.
Yeah, but my fascination now is peanuts. Now I'm addicted to peanuts, guys. Well, at least it's something healthy. Anyway, with that all being said, and saying hi to everybody, hello everybody. Mo, my ho, thank you for joining me in the chat. I see Chris is in there, True's in there, Crow's in there, everybody's in there. So thank you guys for joining us. And let's bring on our wonderful guest, Chris Tyson. Welcome, Chris. Why don't you give us an intro on who you are?
Hi, Vicki. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, my background is was in private security in the loss prevention side with retail, and I spent a couple of years doing that in one. And there was about 13 chapters or so in the book, and we just kept focusing on that one topic, and I thought that was kind of odd, you know.
Hmm.
So I went a little, kind of put that off for a while, but I had some time when I was running a company I was running with a couple partners. I had some time to do some research, and I stumbled across a movie called Loose Change. And when I saw that movie, from my background, there were some red flags that stuck out. You had buildings around the Pentagon that supposedly their camera systems weren't working. So that right there said, that's a lie. That's not true. What else are they lying about? And that put me on this journey of over 3 years to uncover many, many, many lies. And I put all that knowledge and broke it down and put it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am today.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah, they were saying about how there was 3 cameras at the Pentagon. 3 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not possible at all. It can't be. And then that stupid camera that they had from, the gas station or whatever, it was totally a missile. That's what I believe, is it was a missile.
Yeah, there was no hardly any remains. There was no bodies recovered. So, I mean the whole thing is just bogus.
Yeah, they had the day off, I believe, the construction. The people that were doing the construction, they had days off. I think it was that one day they told them not to come in. Is that true?
Yeah, and at the, I think, wasn't that at the World Trade Centers? They told...
No, that's at the Pentagon.
Oh, at the World Trade Centers, they told people not to go in, too. Did you know that?
No,
yeah, and they diverted people. They diverted people from coming into New York too, as well. Some high level people in the government were told not to fly into New York that day, as well.
It was crazy, right?
Everything was hush hush.
Exactly.
Well, they were actually doing a drill. They were actually doing a drill. It was an aircraft. What did they do? They put the people. They took them to the airport, and then who knows what happened to them after that.
Yeah. Well, we know where they went. I mean, these people in the high-level cabal, they like bodies. They like warm bodies, you know, for their rituals.
Ooh.
But anyway,
Anyway,
Vicki, this kind of got me thinking, okay, so what else are they covering up inside the, not only the United States government, but around the world? And
mm-hmm.
I tell you what got me interested, I started looking into things like full speed ahead in these third world countries. For example, the African Union is already done. It's done. There's 53 nation states in the African Union. There's one guy that didn't like to play ball over there, and we just killed him, Gaddafi. He was one of the ones that didn't like the African Union so much. But you have the South American Union. Right now, you can pull this up online. I'm not making this stuff up. So the next, you got the European Union, which is the one everybody knows about. So what they're trying to do is create 10 global unions to answer to a body which could be the United Nations or something similar to the United Nations. And that's what kind of blew the cover, because I wasn't going to write a book. But when I realized this, I was like, wow, a lot of the story is not being told, because as Americans, we tend to focus on America. And what I realized was this is affecting the whole planet. And that's kind of what got me into writing the book and going further into the research of the things. You know, and we tend to focus on the surface-level things, like, you know, the rehabilitation camps, you know, the fact that Homeland Security just bought 400 million bullets a couple weeks ago. These are physical.
Wow.
These are physical manifestations, but the true core of this, when you go to find the snake's head, you know, not the tail, is this is an occult agenda. It's a dark agenda. It's a sinister agenda, and it's not just a new world order. It's a one world government, and it's for a rising world leader on the scenes. But that's where it all goes and where it's heading.
You're talking about the Antichrist, right?
Absolutely, but the other cultures around the world aren't going to call him the Antichrist. The Jews will actually call him the Messiah, because they're blinded to the truth in some ways. The Bible says so. In South America, the Aztecs will call him Quetzalcoatl. The Mayans will call him Kokokan. The Chinese will call him Buddha Maitreya. So every culture in the world is waiting for this leader, but they all have a different name for this leader. It's very interesting.
Wow.
But if you want me to continue, I can explain kind of where the title of my book came from and how I...
Yes. Yeah, I would love to know that, because I keep on saying it, but I don't know if it's right. I keep on saying Americos. I don't know how to say it. How do you say America?
Yeah, it's America's New World Order, like the Euro. And like Africa just proposed a few weeks ago, an Afro. I know it's funny, but that's the name of their new currency they want for all of Africa. So there's going to be a Euro, an Afro, an Amero. But anyway, that's why I titled it America's New World Order. And the subtitle is A Global Atlantis for the Age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And they tie in together, believe it or not. Atlantis and Aquarius actually tie in together. But I know tonight we're just going to talk about Atlantis. But maybe next week we can get into Aquarius and the Age of Aquarius, the New Dawn. But what I realized in my research was that, you know, the North America is basically the goal of America. Well, let's just back it up first. Let's get to Atlantis. The story of Atlantis, everybody goes, oh, it came from Plato, you know, in Greece. Actually, if you do your research, it came from Solon, who taught Plato. Now, Solon got his knowledge from the Egyptian mystery schools.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge of the Egyptian mystery schools, and that's, by the way, it's a fancy way of saying Freemasonry today. The Egyptian mystery schools got their knowledge from Babylon, the ancient mystery religion of Babylon. And, you know, there was builders in Babylon. They tried to build the Tower of Babel. And then in Egypt, you had the pyramid builders.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Europe, with the secret societies, such as the Knights Templar, you had the Templars themselves were temple builders as well. You know, they built all those temples all across Europe.
Yep, they did.
And then when you get into America, we have a new set of builders, and they're called the Freemasons. So instead of having the Knights Templars and the Knights of the Helmet, the Invisible College, Rosicrucians from Europe, they all kind of combined, and the Illuminati, they all kind of combined into Masonry when they got over to the United States, for the most part. Now, you still have some Rosicrucians out in California and over in Pennsylvania area, but mostly they put all these secret teachings into Masonry at the highest levels of Masonry. So what America was designed was to create a new Atlantis, and we'll get into that in a second. But what I want to talk about with the ancient Atlantis is you had 10 kings under Poseidon. You know, the sea god, the king of the sea, Poseidon. These 10 kings were the son of Poseidon, who was a god, and Cleito, who was a mortal woman. So they created a hybrid bloodline, a divine royal bloodline. This is the people we're all looking at right now, is going into Bilderberg right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're all divine. Most of these guys are tied to a bloodline, and that's why they're where they are in society. It's been signed all over the world back in the 90s. So you had a commonwealth of free trade. So everybody, there was a rich class, the 10 kings, and everybody else was poor, socialism. And that's what you're seeing right now in America, where they're wiping out the middle class because this is the model of ancient Atlantis. So then you get into the military. Well, in ancient Atlantis, the military is like NATO is today in the United Nations Security Council. They get down in a room, like 9 or 10 of them, and they vote who they're going to go bomb or who they're going to go attack or who they're going to go... And that is where the laws are in ancient Atlantis. It was written on a pillar. And they're inside the temple of Poseidon, which I'll equate that to a temple that's going to be built in Israel very soon called the Temple of Solomon. Okay? Same thing. And in there was an image you had to, there was a statue you had to worship. And if you know your Bible in the back of Revelation, it says eventually everybody's going to have to worship the image of the beast. So you have your temple. Then you get into religion.
And there's a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. Well, you got you got the iPhone, you got the iPod, you got MySpace, you got YouTube. It's all about you. It's all about me. You see what I'm saying? They're making it all about you. So anyway, eventually the religion of that day was self-worship, but the worship, the ultimate person they had to worship besides themselves was the statue of Poseidon in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like what your mom just said, the Antichrist figure. So anyway, then you go into communication. Back in the 8 days of Atlantis, it was a modern, it was not a day modern system, but all messages were through propaganda. It was basically a propaganda message, and that's what's going on today. You have about 4 or 5 media institutions that own all the newspapers, all the radio stations, all the TV stations, and basically everything coming out of Hollywood, you know, music and movies. So, and that's why you're seeing such an occult distribution on movies right now. You wait till you see the summer of the movies that are coming out. Prometheus, Possession, you're going to see a whole banking system, and the dollar will no longer be king. He's saying that basically there's going to be a new system, and he actually mentioned the SDR. And what the SDR is a basket of currencies. It's like the dollars in there and a few other currencies around the world are connected in this one currency. And it's done by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, which I believe will be the new Treasury Department of the world, not our United States Treasury. So you got that as your global means of exchange. And I don't believe it's going to matter so much like Amero and Euro and Afro at some point, because you're already seeing this. Like, it's on my website. I put out a blog on it a couple weeks ago about Google Wallet. Google Wallet is a application that goes in your iPhone or your Android, where you can basically walk into Target or whatever and swipe. You basically scan your phone.
Yeah,
next to
they have that in commercial now.
Yeah, absolutely. So eventually that will go from your wallet to your body. Yes, I believe that.
Wow.
Excellent.
So it kind of dumped a lot on you here, but that's basically how ancient Atlantis, the system of Atlantis, was what was Bacchus Bacon, who was a mystic, a Rosicrucian. He was a knight of the helmet. He was a member of the Invisible College. He was in a lot of esoteric, occult, mystery, secret societies in Europe, okay? Very smart guy. He basically wanted to set up a new Atlantis, and that was the point of America. America was going to become the new world order. And what he wanted to do is set up a new Atlantis inside of America and spread the philosophies of the new Atlantis around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's been a success. We have done that. And that's why we have military bases all over the world, embassies all over the world. That's why we spend more on our military than half of the planet, just us alone. So anyway, Francis Bacon... who also was influenced by other people of the Age of Enlightenment. This is where America comes from. Most people say, it didn't come from here. It came from Europe. People such as Hume from Scotland, and Locke, I call them Puritans. And then there were non-Christians, which I call, a lot of those guys were occultists. They were trying to set up a new world order, a new Atlantis. And you had Puritans actually try to stop what we would call Masons, back at the beginning of our founding of our country. One example of that is the Fundamental Orders of 1639. You can Google that and pull it up as a PDF document. That was the Puritans in Connecticut trying to fight back secular law, the separation of church and state. They actually wanted to have church and state still together like it was in Europe. You see what I'm saying? But they would, the Masonic influence would not allow that. And eventually what won out was a separation of church and state. Now, people say, well, that's a great thing, separation of church and state. Yes and no, because when you separate the church and the state, the church has very little influence on the government. The government is able to go in any direction it wants to go with, as long as the people agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are where we are today, I believe, a lot of that, is because we have a secular law public, a union. And out of that, mm-hmm. could it eventually spread all over the country, which equaled 50 states under one federal republic or union? And then eventually, could that go to a North American union
mm-hmm.
between Canada and Mexico? Because that's why it says, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Now, why is that important? Because that's what's happened. We have spread this philosophy around the world. Look at Europe not as the European Union. Look at Europe as the United States of Europe. Look at Africa right now as the United States of Africa instead of the African Union. Now it starts to make sense, right? They're copying our experiment, our testing grounds in the New World, and they're using that in the same model and spreading it all around the world. And that's how you get your 10 unions. But anyway,
it's like the Ten Kings.
Exactly.
It's like the Ten Kings.
Exactly. And when I just start talking about the Founding Fathers, people don't like that either. But you got to really research who the Founding Fathers were. A lot of them were Masons. They believe they worshiped the great architect of the universe inside their lodges.
That was George Washington.
Absolutely. George Washington was a 33rd degree Mason. And he was an enlightened Mason, an Illuminati Mason. That's why when you walk into the U.S. Capitol building on the ceiling, there's a painting of him becoming a god, just like Zeus. You know, he's surrounded by the 13 virgin maidens, and he's surrounded by the gods of Rome. You know,
wow.
He's got gods all around him. And there's 72 pentagrams around the gods. Pentagrams. Look up pentagram. That's occult, satanic, Luciferian. And the pentagram is also tied to paganism. So basically, a lot of our founding fathers were living double lives, to say it bluntly. I know they made a lot of Christian statements, but you got to look at their actions and their activities. For example, Benjamin mm-hmm. Franklin was a part of the Hell's
yes.
Fire Club.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the Hell's Fire Club in England.
Yeah, he was shifty. He was a shifty guy.
Absolutely. And he was a Master Mason in the Nine Sisters Lodge over in Paris. He was also a Mason here as Master Mason in Pennsylvania. So these guys were playing both sides, which a lot of them are still doing today. I mean, how can look at George Bush, Jr. and Sr. They're both Skull and Bones members.
Skull and Bones, yeah.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, George Bush, he's for God and country. What God is he for is a better question. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, that's... When we get into the Founding Fathers and their influence, they knew about this. For example, Thomas Jefferson took the miracles of Jesus and ripped them out of the Bible and printed his own Bible called the Jefferson Bible. Because, again, he's a deist. He believes in a great God, an architect, but he doesn't believe in divine intervention, like someone, a miracle worker like Jesus. So he took that part of the Bible out and then reprinted his version of the Bible upon his death, by the way, too. He did this right around the time of his death because he knew he'd get a lot of flack for it.
Well, Chris, we're talking about the Bible. Okay, what do you think about the Masonic Bible?
I've never really opened the Masonic Bible and looked through it. I believe from what I've heard it's kind of similar. Again, I think it's more of a symbolic gesture. You know, like when they put their hand on the Masonic Bible, it's a gesture. And it's a symbol to other Masons. You see what I'm saying? They're symbolizing. See, the Masons, all their symbols are basically right out in the open if you know how to read their symbols. You look at the Washington Monument, okay? That's not that is basically a phallic symbol.
How did we go back? There's no way. It's going to be too hard of a road, right?
Yeah, we're not going back, and we're not going back to the Constitution. As much as I like the Constitution, we're not going back to the Constitution. We're going into a new system, a new world order. And it's going to be more and more secular, more and more pagan, and everything's going to become more and more controlling in your life. You think it's bad now. You haven't seen nothing yet. I mean, you got to go read the book 1984. That's where we're heading, Department of Homeland Security is just going to get stronger and more. It's going to be financed more and more each year, and it's just become an apparatus over you, So, but anyway, the real thing, too, like let's look at the Federal Reserve real quick since we're talking about America. The Federal Reserve, right, goes, oh, that's the Federal Reserve. Yes, in America, it is the Federal Reserve. They're printing money, and they're charging interest to the federal government to print that money,
mm-hmm.
to circulate that money. But you have to look at, where is the snake's head? Where is the top of the Federal Reserve? Well, if you go to Switzerland, you'll see there's a bank there called the Bank of International Settlements. They are the central, right now, current member is Trickett, which is the actual president of the European Central Bank. So these are the guys telling the Bank of International Settlements what to do, and then the Bank of International Settlements tells the Federal Reserve, Bernanke, who's a puppet, what to do here in America as far as interest rates. See, that's why I say this thing goes way higher and way deeper than most mm-hmm. people. I know they're just trying their best. They're just trying to say, oh, it's the Federal Reserve, and they're trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Actually, the Federal Reserve Charter comes up for renewal this year. Or they're even talking about this. This should be bigger than Bilderberg right now in the truth movement, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that's basically who banks for the bankers. You know, now I know everybody says the Rothschilds. Well, if you look at the Rothschilds, they've moved a lot of their power to Switzerland. You know, they still have their influence in London and Frankfurt and these other places. I know all about the Rothschilds. But the banking system of the world itself is run through Switzerland, run through the Bank of International Settlements, and they are consulted by the Group of 30. And that's who tells the Federal Reserve move the interest rate up half a point in December.
So the elite, the Group of 30 is the elite?
Very elite. Matter of fact, there's a couple in here on the Group of 30 that are actually at Bilderberg right now.
Wow. Well, of course they have to. They have to be meeting there.
Exactly. And
that's when they say we're going to go to war or we're going to attack this. Yeah. This is the meeting of the year.
Yes. And then you got Bohemian Grove next month in July. That's a little bit more inclusive relationships. There's a lot more people that can be involved there. I usually have about 3 years of Jubilee, the 60 mm-hmm. year Jubilee for the Queen.
Yep. The Diamond Queen, Jubilee.
Exactly. Diamond. The Queen Mother and her daughter, the Queen. Basically, they're going to be floating down the Thames River. Now, in Egypt, when the pharaohs came back from becoming declared enlightened in God, they would float down the river right there in Egypt. This is a symbolic thing going on this weekend that no one's really – a few people have got their eyes on it. But it's something hidden in plain sight. People in the occult know who's floating down that river this weekend for the royal house. Because they needed her bloodline. Now, if you remember a movie back a few years back, Da Vinci Code,
yep.
That was about the bloodline of the Sinclairs. There's a lot of truth in this fake Davidic David bloodline. Goes back to Israel. There's a lot of truth in this. There's a lot of half-truths in this. That there is a descendant bloodline of Jesus Christ, they believe. I don't believe that. But they believe.
I don't believe
they're going to tell the world. Well, this is the deception. One of the big deceptions they're going to put out in front of everybody. And that she carries the blood. Because, you know, you don't know this, Belle, but Diana played with Charles as a child at the castle.
Mm.
She was handpicked. Wow. She was handpicked.
Wow. Well, how about her children then?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right. So who's
you know?
The child? What's his name? What's the child's name, the first child's name? Prince William, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's look at his last name. William. Well, William says, I am. At the end of William, it says, I am. And then what does it say? What's his second name? His second name is Arthur. I am Arthur. Who is Arthur? Who's King Arthur? Remember the legend of King Arthur and Merlin, the false prophet, called down
mm-hmm.
fire from the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The legend of King Arthur was he would return one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so
my
goodness. Let's look at his full name. Oh, yeah. His full name is Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis. Philip goes back to Philip of Macedonia, the father of Alexander the Great. And that's why you have the grandfather that married the queen. He's of Greek
yes.
bloodline. He's a Greek bloodline. He brings in the Greeks. Louis, his last name, Louis, the last part of his name is Louis, is the French king, Louis. Louis the King of France.
Yeah, Louis the King.
He's there. If you go to Wikipedia and just pull up all his I would call it his resume, it's incredible. I mean, he just got bestowed upon him this week the Order of the Thistle, which is a very important thing inside the occult. Well, we call secret society world, and he's also a 1000 knight of the Order of the Garter, which is the worldwide head of Freemasonry.
Mm.
So he is way up in Masonry and all that. I mean,
yeah, yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah,
hey, Chris, I have a question for you. An anon in my chat just said he's German, not Greek. Was that true, or is he really just, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got German in him, too. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's got all the royal bloodlines of Germany, France, even the Dutch, and the Greek running through his blood. He's got every royal bloodline. If you go back and trace the Windsor bloodline, from which his father, Charles, that is German. Mm-hmm. But it's not just German. It goes back over to, because see, the Germans, the Germanic tribes, they were all over Europe. They ruled for a while. So let me give you some examples of William, and it'll blow your mind. He was born on June 21st, 1982, and you say, well, why does that matter? Well, he's the Sun King. He is the sun, S-U-N, of the gods. He was born on the highest day of the sun.
That's why, you know, they had the honeymoon, or did they have the honeymoon there, or they had the engagement there in Africa?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I don't think she's alive. She died. Her death was symbolic to the Masons. She died. She hit the 13th pillar of the Patalana tunnel in France. That tunnel is the actual ancient burial site to the goddess Diana, who bled to death right there. So I didn't plan on getting into all this tonight, but he is, if you watch and all the symbolism around him and all the symbols that are around him and on his uniforms and everything, his helicopter is this called the Sea King, which is Poseidon.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
You know, this is so interesting, though. I mean, this is a really interesting conversation because, one, is most of us don't even know what, you know, all this symbolic symbolism. I sure don't. And I know, and I see that there's a lot of, I can understand why a lot of people fear Freemasons and Knights Templars, and because they have a lot of esoteric knowledge, you know, they know a lot more than they bring off or they put off, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, look, even the perfume, when Diana died, they named a perfume after her called Isis, the fertility goddess of Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Hey, no, I have a question, Chris. I don't know if you know this. Where did the sheriffs come in? The sheriff family.
The sheriff family.
Do you know anything about that? Supposedly, the sheriff family are the, if I remember correctly, they are the Bushes. They're the Bushes, and they were related to the Queen and Hitler. And the Queen and Hitler were cousins, or?
Oh, yeah, they're all related.
Yeah.
I mean, even like what your blogger or in your chat room just a minute ago, the Windsors are actually related to Vlad the Impaler, and this is public information. The prince actually joked about it one day. Prince Charles said, we're related to Dracula.
Hmm.
So, you know, we could go on and on about William, but, you know, getting back to the Global Atlantis stuff, and I wanted to tell you, you know, when we founded the United States of America, it was 13 colonies, right? 13 is a huge number in the occult. That's why on the back... 13 means death and rebirth, the phoenix bird, the bird that burns itself to death and rebirths itself out of its own ashes. Huge bird in the occult. 13 means precursor to conclusion, meaning we are the final empire before a new global empire arises. That's what 13 means. It's also, you have the 13 levels to the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. 13 also is the cycles of time in the Mayan calendar, the 13 katoons of the Mayan calendar. When you go down in flames financially, what do? You file for Chapter 13, bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve was founded in 1913. On the back of the dollar, you have 13 stripes, 13 tassels, 13 olive branches, 13 arrows. 13 was a huge number in the occult. And it means basically 12 plus 1. And also, remember I told you about enlightenment, man is the number 6, 7 is the number...
This is like crazy information. But when we get back from the break, I'm going to bring on another show host on another network. His name is Rick from Honey Radiance Radio.
Okay.
And he has a couple questions for you as well.
All right.
I would like to... I think it's tonight's roundtable night as well. I'm going to try and incorporate all of that together with all the knowledge that, that you're going to bring to the table, especially with the Atlantis. I'm
okay.
really, yeah.
Thank you
Atlantis,
for your information.
Oh,
yeah.
No, thanks for listening. It up on my website and prior media appearances.
Oh, okay. And also, guys, I posted it on my Facebook when I was promoting the show today, and his, just click on his name, and you guys can get his Facebook. Yeah, it'll go directly to him, Chris Tyson. Yeah. Okay, so, guys, we're going to – I see you, KT. KT, I guess, also wants to come on. Yeah, you are you okay with it being a round table?
Oh, that's
Chris?
Fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
right
I was going to take it now because it's, you know, it takes about 5 minutes for all the commercials.
Okay, when we come back, I'd like to do talk about one more thing real quick before we get into the other stuff.
Okay, you want to
okay.
do that now? Let's just do that now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What I was, now 13, also you want to look at the Statue of Liberty, right?
Okay.
She is the Liberty
yep.
goddess. She goes back through antiquity, and they have different names for her all through the ages. We think we're the only one with this Liberty goddess sitting in New York Harbor. Absolutely not.
No, there's another one, her sister, right?
Oh, there's tons of them all over the world. That's what I'm trying
really?
To tell you. Like in England, they called her Britannica. I mean, Britanna. In Germany, they called her Germania. In France, they called her Marianne. So we are not – this flame, the Illuminati flame of enlightenment – has been passed through the ages from Babylon to Egypt to Persia to Rome, to Greece to Rome, from Rome to the British Empire. From the British Empire, it made its way to the New World. The Liberty, Democracy, Illuminati flame all around the world with our military and our politicians and our State Department.
Wow. That's crazy. Mom, you went to go see the Statue of Liberty. Do you remember
yes.
seeing this?
I was just looking up. Up. I wasn't looking down. I wasn't looking at what she was
standing
on.
Well, the Statue of Liberty, yeah, so I actually went and saw it. I actually wrote down the actual title when I was there. And, you know, it was given to us by the French Freemasons. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like just on pagan statues and stuff. And if you watch that, that'll blow you away because I went and put all that together on a video.
Oh, really? I'm going to go see it after the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to go watch it. Okay, so I'm going to take my commercial break, guys. This is Heated Conversation. We have Chris Tyson on. We have my mom. Do you want to – how do you want to be called? Just the Freedomizer Mommy or what? Or the
yeah, that's fine.
FM?
That's fine.
The FM Mom.
Whatever
that doesn't
whatever
sound
you
good.
Want.
Wait, that doesn't say – if you think about it, that doesn't sound too right.
Freedomizer Mom is fine.
All right.
Okay.
Freedomizer Mom. Okay, cool. We're going to be back, guys. It's a heated conversation.
But to you, it's Mommy.
It's to me.
For you, it's Mommy.
Of course. And to Poopy.
And Poopy, too.
And Debbie.
And Mo.
Mo, my hoe. Yep. See, my mom
okay.
gave me a shout out, Mo. Okay, anyway, guys, like I said, we're going on commercial. We'll be back in about, 7-8 minutes. All right, we'll be back.
I'm holding on to my freedom. Can't take it from me. I was born into it. It comes naturally. I'm summoning my own freedom. Playing the God in me. Representing His glory. Oh, peace, proud of me.
In these troubling times, we should all be thinking about food security. That is why CJ and Tallulah started Patriot Pantry. Patriot Pantry offers a delicious assortment of gourmet meals and beverages. Just add water, heat, and eat. Made and grown in America, except for a few tropical fruits, all natural, GMO and irradiation-free, kosher, and a gluten-free selection. Most of the products have a 25-year shelf life and are packed for easy storage. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and a wide variety of packaging to fit every need and budget. So get your food freedom today. Visit patriotpantry.gofoodsglobal.com. That's patriotpantry.gofoodsglobal.com. And find Patriot Pantry on Facebook and Twitter, too. Thank you from CJ and Tallulah.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. Listen to podcasts.
No Way, the great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of art. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it.
I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Hi, freedomizers and friends, this is Tiger Lily. Each Wednesday on my show, Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar, I'll feature one naughty, oath-breaking cowboy cop. They're located from sea to shining sea, and it gratifies me to expose them. So red-handed, you can almost smell the sheeple's blood on them. Please join me for Wild West Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Fed up with the lies, manipulation, and deceptions of everyone else's opinion? Tired of being ridiculed and conforming to other standards because your standards are based in biblical principles? In truth, there is liberty. Blessings, Freedomizers. Join me, Servant Emmanuel, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network as I host the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries program every Tuesday and Saturday afternoons, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, for truth according to the Holy Scriptures. With like-minded individuals who are not so heavily minded that they are no earthly good. Let us stand together, freedomists, not in their truth, not in our truth, but the truth according to the Word of God. We will have prayer, biblical studies, occasional guests, with world news, with issues that are of concern to the body of Christ. Come and fellowship with us as we stand against the coming new world order. Blessings and peace to your home.
The Purple Shift is Christ Consciousness Awakening. The Purple Shift is news about Mother Earth, cosmic sky, and you.
Open up and expand themselves. My goodness, let's get back 100 years to the thinking that was going on then. Where would we be if people didn't expand themselves?
The Purple Shift is hosted by spiritual warrior Patho Sages. Join her Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Central, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Chupa Insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance. Just in case the Chupacabra comes.
Ay, ay, ay. La Chupacabra.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is the Heated Conversation with your host, Todd Ian Reno. Today is June 1st, 2012. I'm bringing back Mom, Freedomizer Mom.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
And I'm bringing back Chris, our guest. This is Chris Tyson.
Hello.
And he's with us. It's amazing. I mean, I have a, there's a lot of, people who want to ask questions. So we're going to bring on KT first. And, KT, he used to be with Freedomizer Radio, and now he's just, he calls in a lot. And then after...
And where you're going with your research as far as how the economy is lining up and how they're utilizing a type of spirituality, or more of a spirituality of, in more of, well, a humanism instead of a spirituality, is right on target with exactly the same thing that I've sort of timelined out. But regarding some past events, I have some...
Okay, that's Latin for what?
Which is Latin for praise the Lord.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. And so, if you know that it is the highest structure in Washington, D.C., the tallest structure in that area, then the rays of the sun, as they come over the East Coast, they strike that first. And it's actually an aluminum cap, so it will never tarnish. It will always be silvery in appearance on the white obelisk. And it will, and it says, praise God, every morning, the first thing that strikes something in America.
Mm.
Now, how is that a bad thing?
First of all, Lucifer, as is Jesus, is mentioned in the Bible as the morning star. Lucis is the new dawn. He's the morning star. In Greek, they called him, I can't remember the actual, Helios. So the sun and the earth worship is going to become massive through paganism. It's already been here. The Native Americans knew all about it. But the actual, you're saying praise to God, but who is the God they're talking about? Because if you look at all the masons who built the structure, who designed it perfectly to be erected on certain times, and the cornerstone was laid on a certain day over the dog star Sirius, if you look at the jackal god of Egypt, I don't think, what I'm trying to say is, without getting too deep into the occult part of this, is that it's kind of like the wolf hidden in sheep's clothing. And that symbol, if you go back and look at that symbol, what that symbol stands for, throughout antiquity, not just in Egypt, it's a symbol of the sun. It's a pagan sun symbol. And that's why, I mean, they could say what they want to say on there, and I know looking at that, you know, you'd say, oh, it's to God, it's to Yahweh, you know, the God of the Bible. But knowing that these guys are all deists, and what deism is, if you look up deism, is, and that's what Benjamin Franklin was, and that's what Thomas Jefferson was, these guys believed that there is a higher power, but they don't attribute that power to supernatural intervention such as miracles, like what Jesus performed, you know, he turned the water into wine, things like that. So the question is, who is their God? Because if you look on the dollar bill, you know, on the dollar bill where it says a new copus, which is God favor our undertakings, and underneath the pyramid it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, says God favor the undertakings of the new order of the ages. Now, what God are they talking about on the dollar bill as well? Well, if you go back, that's a poem from Virgil from Rome, and it's to the god Jupiter. I believe it's Jupiter, if you pull up the poem. So they're not talking, to answer your question is, I don't think they're talking about Yahweh. And matter of fact, at the laying of a lot of these cornerstones, they put wine, I believe it's wine, corn, and oil, which was given to the god Baal in Babylon, the sun god. And that's what Washington put down on I think it was the cornerstone to the Capitol building. He put down wine, corn, and oil that day on the stone.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I'll go ahead and tag on to that. Wine, corn, and oil is mentioned, I believe it's in Chronicles,
yep,
where the workers who built King Solomon's temple were paid in wine, corn, and oil.
Mm-hmm.
They're all of the blessings that the workers are given by their king, which represents the blessing that we will get from our King Yahweh.
and we're asking him to bless structures at that point. So you have to remember with symbolism, is it what that person believes that symbolism is, or are you trying to bring more other symbolism into it? And I think that's what has happened, because the ray of light that the obelisk of the Washington Monument represents is the spiritual ray of light from God blessing America. It has changed the spirituality of the nation from what they founded it to be versus what it is now. I believe that did happen.
But well, they were playing both sides. They were playing both sides,
yeah,
though.
They were
and, Christian.
And, yeah.
And then they were having these aprons made out of, like, Mason symbols. And, you know, they were playing both sides. It's obvious.
Yeah.
Well, also, you've got to think of Thomas Jefferson. He wrote a very important book back then called The Age of Reason. Now, reasoning, putting man on the throne, his inventions, his power, his knowledge, his training, becoming God in himself, right? That was the teachings of the day back then for the deist. And mm-hmm. Thomas Paine was also a deist, and Thomas Paine had a big influence on the Constitution. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see the good in this, but they have to show some good in this. This can't just be overt evil in your face, because we would not have gone along with it. Neither would have the pilgrims have gone along with this.
True.
Right. Yeah, because they were innocent, good, law-abiding citizens that just wanted, peace and love and just...
Religious freedom. Religious freedom.
Truthful. Yeah, and be free, yeah. So... Of course they were going to, you know, agree to whatever was good that was shown to them. But
and
behind
under,
the scenes, there were being evil as well, you know, and innocent people didn't know about that.
Well, yeah, because they were having, like, sex,
rituals.
You know,
yeah.
Sex rituals.
Like Benjamin Franklin. He was, man, that guy was sick. He was being
yeah,
evil.
He kind of got around, especially went over to France. But America flourished. America became prosperous, and just like Israel, countless times in the Bible, you're now seeing America, the downfall, just like Israel. Why? Because it's turning from God, which means we were going to God at one point.
And now we're turning away.
You could argue that too, though, because Rome flourished, and now we don't have these so much occult groups today as we have groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, who wrote a 100-page article on the North American Union. You've got the Trilateral Commission, which is basically merging all the world economies, you know.
Yep.
And then, I mean, so you have all these other groups now, and you have the Brookings Institute and the Rand Institute. I mean, you got all these different groups that are trying to, what you just said, infiltrate our society. I don't disagree with your caller at all here. I believe that the Christians were here, and the Christians had the majority presence in this country for a long time. But as you're seeing right now in this election, the Christians didn't get the candidate they wanted this time.
Nope.
They did not. They did not. So what is taking over now? A new secular order. It says it right on the dollar bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum is in Seclorum means secular. A new pagan order. A new earthly order. Because paganism is earth worship.
Yeah. And you know the funny part about all this is that the Lord already knew about all this. That's why he revealed to it in Revelation. He knew all this was going to happen.
But wait a second.
I agree.
The new order, the new order was the founding of America, and it was freedom. We're actually going to back to the old orders of tyranny.
But it's disguised as a new order, with their terminology. With their
words. The new order was the good America. Novus Ordo Seclorum represents the new freedom-loving America that is now going to be coming to an end when this tyranny starts. We're going to be going back to an old order. The new world order is not going to be Novus Ordo Seclorum on their doors. And I find that very odd if they were wanting more powers, that they would be reducing their influence in communities.
My answer to that would be that what I told you earlier, I think a lot of the Masons have, like, I agree with you. I think Masonry is not the driving force behind this anymore. In the days of the early America, it was. You weren't anybody without being a Mason back then, if you look at the records. But today, I believe it's done through political groups, consulting groups, like the what I mentioned earlier, like the bank, the Group of 30. You know, that's a consulting group no one even knows about. And if you go look them up, you'll see these are the who's who of banking in the whole world. So I think it's done now through political and economic of groups and talking heads. I think these guys are the puppets now that are running it. But there still is a deep occult presence. I don't think it's run through the heart of Masonry as much as it is through elite bloodlines now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I still contend that Satan has twisted God's message, and those same people, like you said, have twisted the Masonic symbols from godliness towards ungodliness. But all right, I'm gonna sit back and chill for a bit, Vicky. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'll keep your mic on. Okay, so we're gonna bring on. Well, we have lots of callers. We're gonna bring on Rick. Let me bring on Rick through my end. Okay, we're calling him. Excuse me, guys. Hey,
hello.
Rick, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
To the show.
Yes. Welcome to the Heated Conversation, Rick. Rick is the host of Honey Radiance Radio. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love you, Rick. Great
love
show.
You too.
Yes. Great show last night. It was so good.
You too.
Yeah, I just had to say that. I mean, you made my show really, really good. You and Sludge, even Miguel, great. It was amazing.
Oh, Miguel was awesome.
Oh, I know, wasn't he? First time listener,
yeah.
First time caller. It was really good. Yeah.
I wanted to get him on the Overdrive, but he didn't have a Skype. So I have some questions. So I have some questions for who's the guest name? I'm sorry.
Chris Tyson.
I have some questions, Chris.
Okay.
You mentioned a Christian candidate that they didn't get.
Rick Santorum is who they wanted in there. I know he's of a Catholic background. But what I'm trying to say is Mormonism is not the mainstream evangelical side of this. It's a branch off of that. So this is not who what you would say the South, the Bible Belt, would not be their first choice, would not be Mitt Romney. That's what I mean by that. You know.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is their influence, the point of saying all that was their influence is starting to dissipate because we're seeing a pagan system starting to rise. And that's why...
Council for National Policy?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, I'm not saying that's the answer. So before you go into
okay.
the whole thing, I don't think that's the
okay.
answer at all. I'm just trying to show how their influence is no longer there like it was back in the days of, back in the 80s or the early 90s. Their influence is gone. It's dissipated. I don't think he's the answer at all. If I had any person I think can do anything and can change anything, it would be Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul could go in and try to end the Federal Reserve. Of course, they'll take him out just like they did Lincoln, just like they did
yep.
JFK,
exactly.
You know, just like they did Andrew Jackson, right, and James Garfield, right? All these
yep.
guys tried to get away from the central bank. They took them all out, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, you know, some of these Christians you have to watch out for. Some of them are actually the worst ones of all.
Absolutely.
I coined this phrase, satanic Christianity.
Uh-huh.
And what it is, it's, well, that's the true antichristism, which is Christ or antichrist masquerading as Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But
either you're like you just said, either they're masquerading as something and then they're actually doing something else. No, I think the right-wing party is a warmongering party. I think we're blowing things up all over the world right now. And basically, if you want to look at the sabotage of Iraq, the Shock and Awe campaign of 2005, that's nothing more than a holy grail, another, you know, like back in the 1099, another run for the Holy Land. That's all that is. You know, and now where are they gone? They've gone to Syria, and then they're going to go into Iran. All we're doing is surrounding Israel. It's obvious what they're doing. The foreign
yeah.
policy of the United States of America.
The conspiracy of the New World
oh, okay.
Order.
I got you.
There is a lot of Jew bashing and Jew racism against Jews going on. You know that people saying that the Jews run the world and they're responsible for everything and not pointing toward. I mean, I just wanted to ask you, like, where do you think, like the Vatican, the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, and some of the Venetian nobility fits into all this? Like, some of the papal bloodlines and stuff like that, or the traditional enemies of the Jews, or whatever you want to call it.
The Gentiles.
The Gentile bloodlines. Don't they seem to be the ones that are the most powerful? The Jews are only like the middle management. Doesn't it seem like they're I don't know, like you said that they're trying to take over Israel and trying to destroy Israel and stuff. And that's the plan, right, of the Armageddon. That's the plan, is to destroy Israel.
They're trying to seize the Holy Land, but you got to think about this for a second. Who is the military surgeon in all this? It's us, because we've been to Israel. A lot of the holy sites have already been claimed by the Vatican.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it, man. I would go from one thing to the next. I'm like, wow, it says under the whatever of the Vatican.
Really?
Yeah. So my guess, if you want to get into prophecy, right, in Revelation and Daniel, I would say that the false prophet's coming out of Merlin, right, in the Legend of King Arthur, is coming from the Vatican, if I had to guess and speculate.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I know, Mom, you're like, probably like, oh,
well,
no.
You know, well, no, because I know that there's going to be evil in the Vatican, and it's
going
to be a false...
Well, because they infiltrated, right, in the 1300s, right?
Well,
there's going to be a false pope, and I know that the true Christian Catholics are going to go underground.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah. Well, the prophecy of the popes, I believe it's pretty accurate.
So I'm not blind to what's going on. I mean, I know what's going to happen. You know, it's already been revealed.
So to answer your question,
I'm just
peace of God on earth, and that is, in my opinion.
Yes, because the Lord gave the keys to Saint Peter.
Well, that if you look into that, there's a good book on that you might want to read called Petros Romanos. It just came out. A guy named Thomas Horn, and it's amazing. He went in and dug up all the stuff on the Catholic Church. Actually, if you want to get technical, who crucified Peter? It was the Romans. You know, they crucified
right.
him upside down.
Yes,
according to the records we have, right? We don't even know if these records are correct, but according to those records, so you know, it's kind of interesting that they would say we built the church on the guy we crucified, the Romans.
Right, right. But you have to also go by the Holy Spirit. You know, you have to go by your guide.
No, I agree. I'm just
saying. A lot of truths come out by the Spirit of God, and He reveals it to you.
Yeah,
so,
the Vatican clearly stated in 1962 or 63 at Vatican II, they had a black mass over here in Charleston, South Carolina, and they said that and a lot of your cardinals have already admitted this in books they've written, that there's a super force working inside the church, and a lot of the cardinals now are making.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What happened during World War II, Hitler wanted to put his men
mm-hmm.
into the Vatican, and he did that
mm-hmm.
to corrupt the church. And you know what? Well, guess what? It's already corrupted.
Yeah, you've got some cardinals there, whoever that.
No, I'm not blind to what's going on. I know what's going on. I know the truth behind all this. But you know, I don't claim to be this or that or whatever. I just know that I have a personal relationship with the Lord, and He's
that's
my
it.
Guide, and He's my truth.
That's it. And that's what I would
that's
say
it.
To all the Zionist stuff. That's what I'd say to all these questions that are coming in about religion right now. I would say
right.
this is about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It is not about Baptist or Methodist or Episcopalian or
exactly.
none of that. It's
you know,
that.
Everybody has their own walk. You
matter
know,
fact,
everybody's going to be in front of the Lord, and
that's right.
and He's and they're going to be judged.
That's right. And what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say to the Sadducees and Pharisees of his day? He called them a den of vipers. He turned
yeah.
to the church and said, "You den of vipers."
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
it's,
so we're all going to be accountable to our own actions.
That's right.
Either it's infiltrated by the government or these people that are trying to one world order or whatever. You know what? We're all going to be held accountable.
That's right.
Amen.
So, you know, whatever it takes for them to infiltrate or whatever America that they're trying to destroy us, then let them. Because, you know, together we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah. I would like to say something to Mom, too. Is that
yeah.
should I address? Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I myself was raised Catholic, too, and I'm not against the Catholic religion and stuff. When I say, like, the Vatican and the Jesuits and stuff, I mean certain bloodline, high bloodline people that are occult.
You have to judge for yourself what's right in your life and what's wrong.
Well,
right.
That's true. We all have to. We're all accountable for any wrongdoings that we do. I mean, that is correct. That is so true. You know, I'm going to bring Minister K on, Mr. Kenneth Emanuel, because he's been on hold. patiently, and I'm dying to hear what he has to say about all this, because I know he has something to say about it. Welcome to the show, Minister.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Minister.
Hi, Mother Freedom. Hi. You. I'm listening, you guys. You were talking about, you know, everything that was going on here and the political aspect, and once that snowball started to rolling, it ran right on back to the church, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It always does. Haven't you noticed that? I've noticed that too. Like the last couple of conversations that we've had, it always comes up and it always ends up leading to that.
Because that's where everything started.
That's right.
That's true.
Everything started with God. There's no changing that. The Catholic religion, I have no respect for. I have the respect for the Catholic people, the lay people, you know, the ones that, you know, had the heart, the ones, as your guest was saying, Vicky, they are the ones that pulled, you know, miles away and whatnot. They thought they were the stuff. And then here comes Yahshua, you know, and just like he said, you know, he looked at how they had already started, you know, just from the fact of, you know, they were over Israel. You know, they had done already started to creep in and infiltrate, you know, the people to the side. You know, they were the Gentiles and what have you. And they always envied and desired that power. So, you know, at one point they had gotten together and they had the Knights Templars and the Masons and you know, and they had built a strong unit, you know, but they were already corrupted, you know, just like it was mentioned earlier. They came over here.
Being twist on the history there.
Yes, on Friday the 13th. Yep.
Right, and the Knights Templars' knowledge then passed down to the Masons, which puts the bloodlines against the knowledge of the Masons.
Yeah, and the king, the bloodline that was hanging out in that area at the time is the Merovingian bloodline. And that's a very powerful bloodline.
There's a word. There's a sect you don't hear a lot about.
Yep, the Merovingians, the Sorcerer Kings. They're called the Sorcerer Kings.
Exactly.
Well, who goes?
Is Chris leaving now? I thought, okay, I'm sorry.
Chris is staying until the end of the show.
We're keeping him.
Yeah.
We're keeping him.
He's hostage.
We're going to adopt him.
I have a question for Chris.
Go ahead.
What do you think was the physical location of Atlantis and the time period of it?
In my book, I actually step away from that because technically speaking, it's not what's important to me and the purpose of my book was not the actual location. It was the knowledge that was passed down through the esoteric groups through the ages concerning Atlantis. So I have no idea where this is. I know I've heard about the Bahamas. And I've heard up there by Europe and, you know, I've heard in the, you know, over in the Mediterranean area. I don't know where it is. And honestly, that doesn't really, to me, it doesn't have any significance on what I wrote because I wasn't writing about the physical part of it. I was writing about the knowledge that was passed down.
I see.
Which leads to a great follow-up on that. Thank you. Because there's the constructs that you just kind of mentioned about, I think, in the Bahamas and the like, that they found underwater. And if you watch the History Channel show Ancient Aliens, they try to ascribe various alien interdiction into past cultures, especially prior flood time period. But I'm one to believe that man was created as a genius using all parts of his brain. He was stronger, and he could create these monuments anyway. And so what is your take on what I believe is a mistaken concept that aliens were involved in that Atlantean time frame, and then I have another question about have you heard of the Pirelli's map and the book, The Ancient Sea Kings.
No, I have not heard of that book. And to answer your question about the beginning of the human race. And
they said that the Nephilim were not that they were, because me and Minister said, isn't the Nephilim the fallen angels? And then Minister says, yeah. And then we got attacked with somebody saying that the Nephilim were not the fallen angels, and the fallen angels were divine. And I said, well, they fell. They're not divine after they
not
fell.
Not divine anymore.
You're right.
No.
They're unclean. They're unclean. They're unclean spirits.
Yeah, they were demons, right?
Spirits.
They turned into demons.
So now think about this. Our world leaders, a lot of them are into this, right?
Yeah.
They're enlightened masons, or they're enlightened whatever, skull and bones, whatever. A lot of these groups go back to enlightenment. So these world leaders are using unclean spirits, which you could call demons or whatever, possessing them, and they work through the person. You know, and that's why Jesus, you remember, he was throwing unclean spirits out left and right in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, but you'll be hard-pressed to get someone to try to understand that what they are doing is actually opening themselves up, inviting, because this is an actual invitation. When you start talking about opening up your chakra, you are opening up your mind to this demonic presence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, and people just aren't getting it, you know? And they're like, oh, well, I feel so much better. And I'm in meditation.
It's by Lucifer or his demons behind the eye.
And
okay,
Christ
warned us.
Yes, he did.
He said, and remember, even Satan appears as an angel of light.
Absolutely.
That's right. Absolutely. You're 100%.
Lucifer means light bearer.
Well, you know, when Lucifer was in heaven, and he was the praise leader,
right.
And he gathered all the praises from all of the other angels, and he was the one that presented them to God. He was called Son of the Morning.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
That's what he was called in. But he fell, you know, because he rebelled. Because after being created, just like we are right now today, after being created, he decided, hey, ain't nothing to this. I can do this. I'll be like God. I'll be like him. And I'll this. And what happened? How in the world are you going to go against your creator?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you going to go against someone that is enlightened enough to know you more than you know yourself? You know, that shows you just how enlightened they really are. You are so intelligent, you are now stupid.
And that's what the whole Age of Reason was about. The whole Age of Enlightenment in the Middle Ages was about men becoming godlike, their own god.
And yeah.
So you see what I'm saying here? So all these world
leaders... Yeah, because I know a lot of people who say, you know, that they want the god in them, that God is in them. That's true, God's in them, but you're not a god. I would even back up there.
If they don't accept Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross, his blood, his holy blood that was poured for us, he's the true bloodline of the world. If we don't accept his...
I have a question. Wait.
We need to understand, though, the fact that salvation is offered to a stiff-necked, rebellious people as we are, is grace.
Yep.
For God so loved the world. He didn't love us because we were doing everything he asked. The fact, and see, people get that mixed up when the word of God said, you know, that, you know, it was by grace, you know, that we received salvation, lest any man should boast and whatnot. This is true, but that doesn't mean that, oh, well, you know, it's nothing I can do to obtain it. It sure isn't, because it's offered and in place for you. Ain't nothing you can do but accept it. It was grace that set it in place for you in the first place. Right. Now that when...
Is it evil to open up your chakras?
It's you're talking about the Reiki healing. Reiki healing also goes back to the Hindus. And by the way, who's telling you to do this and it's good? Where are you getting this from? The media, the mainstream media, or friends?
No, just what I've heard around. I've heard.
Yeah, we'll get into this next week. You look up a word called Kundalini. You've heard of Kundalini, the serpent? Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. It all goes back to the apple. I won't say the apple. We'll say the fruit in the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Third eye for healing, et cetera, et cetera. Imagine this. If you're a Christian, you're opening yourself up some sort of eye, so to speak, to God. You're setting your eye on God and opening it up to Him, and He's giving you your healing.
Hmm.
And chakras is just a demonic version of that.
Yes, because when you pray to God, and I'm sure the pastor will back me up on, when you pray to God, that is your healing. He talks to you. He walks you. He guides you. He tells you
He's
when to stop.
Waiting.
That's right.
He's waiting.
That's right.
He's waiting to hear from you. God is not, I tell people all the time, God is not trying to hide from us. He's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pray, they talk about opening up this third eye, your chakra and everything. No, God wants your heart. God wants your whole heart. You know, serve me with your all, with all your mind, with all your body, with all your spirit. Serve me. This is what God wants. And
well, that
when
makes a lot of sense.
We talk to Him, huh?
That makes a lot of sense because, you know, I mean, I've been looking into DMT, you know, because I've heard some stuff about that, right? But, I mean, at the same time, I think
to her. She doesn't listen to her mother. She's not.
I think it's evil, though.
Bad Vicky.
I think it's kind of evil, though. I'm going to tell you. I think it's kind of evil, though. I will admit that. You know?
Thank God.
Because they say that, you know, for 15, the ayahuasca, the first 15 minutes, you know, or the 15 minutes that you trip, you know, you go back to the source and then you see aliens or whatever. I mean, I don't think that would be a right thing to do. Although I've looked into it.
Yeah, DMT called the God particle. I mean, it's tied to the God particle. It's tied to oneness, singularity. It's all New Age. It's all New Age. If you look into this.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into this next week. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But next week is about the Age of Aquarius, which is the New Age.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that. Okay, so I'll keep all my questions about all these weird things until next week. Kath? All your questions will be answered next week.
Nice.
Yeah, but we have commercial time.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. And I see Kevin, I see you. I'll bring you on in the next hour. Okay, so this is the Heated Conversation. It is pretty heated today. I like it. It's interesting. I really enjoy everybody. Thank you, Chris, for being in here. Chris Tyson, KT, Mr. K, my mom, Rick. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is, like I said, the Heated Conversation.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again, as I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Matrix. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Hi, Freedomizers and friends. Tiger Lily here, host for Tiger Lily's Freedom Roar. Please join me for Motorcycle Mondays. We motorcyclists have special challenges related to our American totalitarian system. This gives me extra opportunities to expose corrupt cops, lawyers, judges, elected officials, and other parasitic bureaucrats. Please join me for Motorcycle Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, Val Villano here. I want to encourage you to stop by on Sunday nights from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. Val Villano Show, we will be covering things of deprogramming from the world and the system and dogma and religion. Basically, anything and everything is going to set your mind free, and that's what it's all about, people. So come on by Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
All patriots actively involved in taking back control of our government, putting power in the hands of the people, where it belongs. We also talk economics, finance, international markets, and monetary policy. Anything and everything to do with free markets and capitalism. So friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and join me Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, for the Valerie Sergeant Martin Show. And remember, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice.
Fructose corn syrup and colloidal mercury. Your brain will be a virtual etch-a-sketch lickety-split. Lamecha Wang chemtrail remover. Wow, I don't even remember the tagline for this, so it must be great.
I've researched when it comes to the Washington Monument that the actual height of the Washington Monument that is above ground is 555 feet. The actual height to the base that is below ground is 111 feet, giving the Washington Monument's grand total 666 feet. During the winter solstice, shortly thereafter, when the sun is down in the Tropic of Capricorn, when it hits on a specific day, when it hits the Washington Monument from the south, the shadow of the Washington Monument pierces the oval of the dome, which is representation of the womb.
Birth to, or, you know, that's pretty interesting.
I would like to bring up something, too.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
It's about what I think the Antichrist is. And I know probably a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, but my opinion is that the Antichrist already came, and that a lot of people, the big false deception, I think, was, and I'll tell you who the Antichrist was, in my opinion, and I'll tell you why. It was the Roman Emperor Flavius Vespasian in the 2nd century. He performed miracles, he healed the blind, he healed the sick, and he led an army out of the east out of Judea, attended by Josephus. And he and Josephus rewrote the Roman history because Josephus turned against the Jewish revolt. And they cooked up a lot of this, you know, a lot of what we get from the Gospels, from what I've read, you know, the Gospels that we have are not really the real Jesus. The Gospels we have were made to look to make the Jews look like the bad guy, to make them look like, that's part of the game, to get people to think that it's all the Jews, you see. This is an old game that the secret societies have been playing on us.
Wow. That's a pretty interesting...
Well,
you know,
I can go along with everything except for the beginning part, because I don't believe the Antichrist has came yet. But everything else sounds pretty on the money, because that's exactly what they're doing today.
That's right.
You know, that's Chicago politics. If your opponent, you know, starts gaining ground on you, you send some of your people over to infiltrate and sabotage his campaign, or, you know, you send some of your people over to back a third person, you know, so that'll split the vote, their vote, and then you just walk right on back into power. So they've been doing this, they've been doing the divide and conquer game for 2,000 years.
Now, I believe that the Antichrist has already been born. He's already here. His time hasn't come yet for him to appear to the world yet, but he's already here.
I just want to say, you know, when Jesus, was talking, you know, he was very, very specific. He said, "This generation will not pass before these events take place, or until these events take place." And he said, "Two will be grinding; one will be taken, the other will be left." What he was talking about was a Jewish genocide by the Romans, and that's exactly what happened in 66, by the way, Kabbalistic number, 66 A.D. The Jewish revolt began, and then the temple was destroyed in 73 A.D. And you know, a lot of this rapture stuff has been cooked up by people like the Council for National Policy, Tim LaHaye. These are people who are very heavily occultic, these right-wing think tanks. So I just want to bring this.
No Greek and Hebrew scriptures that are in Israel.
And the Geneva Bible. And the Geneva Bible.
Yeah. The Geneva Bible is almost actually the same as the King James Version
right.
Bible. It just has the old world English in it.
That's right. And it was before, that's why I say, because it was before.
I have it on the ministry's website where people can access it. I read the Geneva Bible because I understand that. I understand the old world English, and it actually is more in depth when you read it that way. Because
yeah,
I find when we read the New English version, because they try to make it where people can understand, it loses a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If I go to Africa, I am not going to make those people learn King James English in order to understand the Bible. I'm going to take a Bible that's written in their language so they can get the Word of God.
I personally think the Bible I think is the best Bible is the Coptic Bible, the Ethiopian version. It has more books. All the standard books of the Bible today have 66 books. That's that's an occult number. Yeah.
Wink, wink. Bill.
So it's more like pagan.
Well, it wasn't canonized. Now I know they're going to say, well, the Council of Nicaea in 300 was a Roman motive, and it was. You explained that earlier, to seize power. That was true. But I believe, like your mom said, the Spirit controls all of this, the Holy Spirit. And I believe those books were canonized for a reason. And the ones that you're talking about, the other books, were not canonized for a reason.
Yes, Vicky. But then you're getting into the same argument of when, you know, the Old Testament, which was based on the the Hebrew book of religion that was argued consistently, and people were put to death until they came to an agreement where the Jewish priest of the times finally came to a conclusion of what the Old Testament.
The Holy Spirit is everywhere. And when they thought that they were actually taking something out and what have you, they were actually doing exactly what God knew they would do. See, God isn't bound by time, people.
Right, right. And Vicky, you gotta know that the Gnostic sects actually add in restrictions to the access of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's dangerous. That's what Chris is talking about.
Because they
add these extra things on top of Christianity, saying that you can only get to Christ through these ways, and which we know is false. Christ is open to all. And that's one of the portions of the Gnostics that is a deviant.
Well, that's what the Sanhedrin Council was doing in Christ's day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the only reason why I asked is because I didn't.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was just background feed. But yeah, that's a. But no, I mean, I didn't know what that meant. You know, I didn't know. I didn't understand. But now I do. I'm new to all this agnostic stuff, and I mean, you know, I'm new to all of it.
See, what we have to do is.
She should go to a mommy Sunday school.
what we have to remember. Everyone is truth is love, and we have to be willing to tell others the truth, because a lot of people feel like, you know, we're alienating them. You know, they what they've been taught, you know, has been working for them, and you know, they feel, you know, they're enlightened, and you know, if wasn't Satan and his demons. Today, I read where they are now going to do this new Green Lantern as a gay superhero.
Mm-hmm.
This is planting a seed. Do you know how many impressionable little boys that are now going to follow this?
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan knows. See, when Satan was kicked out of heaven, he didn't fall to the earth. He fell to the air. That's why he's called the prince of the power in the air, because Satan knew that the air had the power, because
right.
Everything travels in the air.
And wow.
This is where he wanted.
Yep.
I don't like
radio
the
waves, sound waves, thought waves, everything travels in the air. Remember, Satan was the praise leader. He knows the concept of thoughts, music, and everything. This is, you know, this is what...
And the alleged 6,000 years of the Christian Bible's belief of the existence of the earth, could there be a development of over thousands of tribes to come up with their own languages, their own practices, their own way of existence?
But they were not exactly that far apart from one another, culturally speaking.
Yes, they were. That date over 4,000-5,000 years old.
I think some people came by boat too from Asia. I mean, I think in Australia, I'm finding that out. The Bering land bridge theory seems to kind of downplay the intelligence of the ancestors of the Native Americans. So it says that they're not capable of building boats, but clearly, you know, the Micronesians and the Melanesians.
And then we'll get to your
Sarah.
Well, yeah, let's
just
bring Sarah.
Just down there, one real quick thing.
Okay.
Where you guys live in the southwest area, go look at Choctaw Canyon. and look at the indigenous people's dwellings there of the oldest known apartment buildings in the history of the world in Choctaw Canyon.
Wow. I'll have to look into that, Kevin. I'll have to look into that. But let's bring on Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Finally, I'm sorry. It was just getting so heated that I couldn't get you on. What's up?
I wanted to ask all of you there this question. Maybe some of you know. I was traveling. It was within the last 10 years. I just can say that about it. And I've never asked anybody else because it's one of those things that happened to me where it was never relevant. It was never appropriate. Images were going through my mind. Like when you guys were talking about language in the Bible, my thoughts about that are that we need new language. That's what I'm thinking, but always. For these kinds of things, for the other senses that we have, in order to keep them of God and good, instead of others and the media controlling them, I'm kind of, middle of a clumps here.
Come on, stay focused, Sarah.
Thank you. That's it. Anybody heard anything ever? I've never heard anything, never read anything, never. I never have. And it tails on to what Rick was talking about with the Micronesians.
Wait. He was going to answer you. Hold on, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a radio host called, I think it's Ann Hutchinson, I believe. She has a radio show. She's in Wisconsin. In fact, let me go and get the website. She talks about, she's trying to get divers and stuff. She thinks there's alien artifacts and stuff down in the Great Lakes. She talks just about that.
Okay, I want that, the address, yeah, because I've never run across anybody else, and I've never forgotten it, and it's... It goes along with another dream I had, a lucid one that has to do with that Oklahoma City thing, and that does have to do with aliens. And that's actually been very evidential because there was – anyway, go ahead. Thank you. Oh, if you can, find it. Her name is Ann Hutchinson. That's what you can remember.
I don't know if it is. I mean, it may not be. It may be some – I may be getting the name wrong here. It's BUFO Radio. It's what it's called. Let me look that up. BUFO Radio, BUFO.
Yeah,
I think I'm getting the name. I think I'm getting the
Sledge,
name.
Actually, Sledge in chat said Mary Sutherland.
It's Mary Sutherland. That's right. That's who it is. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay. Thanks. And I don't want to take up any more time. Honey and Reno, great show. Really, really great. Okay.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Love you guys. Much love to you guys.
Bye, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm here.
Hi, Sarah. I was going to tell you, Pat said, say hi. Pat is sleeping.
Oh, cool. Hi.
Yes. Okay. She went to sleep. Okay.
I'd like to mention something that Chris brought up one more time. On the Mark of the Beast, and a lot of people are in the monetary, I believe that within your forehead and your hands, and your right hand, which means to think via the forehead and act via the right hand. The way you think and you act should be like God. Now, a lot of people think that they're going to put a computer chip in your forehead and your hand, and as long as you don't take that, you're going to be safe. But my warning then, and maybe Chris can help me out here, that is they're going to give you a banking card that goes to the one world government, which is going to give you a one world religion that's not going to be a Christian religion. And say that step from, like a card or mobile or Google Wallet or something like that to some kind of actual thing in your body, And the reason I say that is because when I was working as a security director in the hotel industry, I had a camera system that would scan your face when you came in the lobby of the hotel, so I knew who you were. And if you came back next year and caused me problems, I knew you were checking in as soon as you checked in because I'd scan your face and put it in the database. So I actually believe that the computer system itself is going to be the way they control things.
If you read the book of Revelations, it not only says about the actual mark, the chip that you're going to receive, but it actually says about those who actually have it inscribed in their foreheads. In other words, it's actually going to be in their minds, you know, because the enemy always does like Christ, because Christ said he's going to write his.
In one fabric, you should be stoned to death. And the other thing that I would like to say is that
killing was taking out of our hands.
That it says that the number of the beast is a human number, which is 666. Now, we are carbon-based entities, and the carbon molecule has 6 neutrons, 6 protons, and 6 electrons, making carbon 666.
Hmm.
And we come into this earth, I got an answer for that. We come into this earth as fallen. We are unclean when we come in this earth. So yes, the man, the 666, your DNA, what you're getting into here, we are fallen. It says we are fallen because of what happened in the Genesis story. So we come in as an unclean man, and what are we trying to do? We're trying to become like God with this unclean vessel. And you can't do that except through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that.
Amen
some
to that.
Translations. Some translations, and I hate to muddy this up, but I'm going to say 600, 3, 4, and 6. And 600, 3, score, and 6 would be 6, 20, 20, 26.
Mm.
Just saying.
Wait. Say that again.
Some translations do not read the number is 666. It says that the number is 6, 3, score, and 6. In that translation, the number is 6, 20, 20, 26.
But what is 20-20-20?
I don't know. I'm just saying watch out when you start looking for a number and trying to find a man to point to an Antichrist to say that's the thing, that's a warning. That's another one of my prophetical warnings to say look for other signs and just prepare your own heart.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're going to have to continue this next week because we only have 4 minutes left of the show. And Chris,
Vicky, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we want to promote
your... see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll be on your show, Minister. And real quick, Chris, would you like to tell us your website and your Facebook?
Oh, yeah, they can just go to americasnewworldorder.com. And you can type that in Google with Chris Tyson next to it, it'll pull it up. It's americasnewworldorder.com, and I'm on Google, Facebook, and you can friend me on there. And I'm also on YouTube. I got some videos on YouTube as well.
Yep. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. And then, Minister, go ahead and promote your show for tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Yep. Okay, and I'll be there.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys. See you tomorrow on Minister Kenneth Emanuel's show. Good night.
Are you going to go into overdrive?
No, I'm not going to go into overdrive, but I might go on your show, but let's see how that one goes.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, guys, see you tomorrow.